with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
Hello, hello, hello. How's it going? It's Cooper and Una. This is Breakfast Rolled, Thursday's show, where we lots of fun, where Una channeled her inner actor.
Jessie Buckley.
Yeah, it was good fun.
She's my hero. Love her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely beside myself with your impression of her. It's unbelievable. I love it.
I know, it's not that good. Come on, don't be bigging it up that much.
It's more visual.
It's more visual. Yeah.
It's really, really good. So you're going to get to hear that right now. Turn it up.
The glitz, the glamour, it's all happening in Tinseltown. Ooh. And we're talking Hollywood. The Oscars are on this weekend. Can't wait to hear how our showbiz Shannon gets on talking to all the shalabatans.
Oh.
And all the gossip that goes down. And part of that gossip, Una, is Kerry Girl, Jessie Buckley, Golden Globe Awards, Best Performance by Female Actor in a Motion Picture, Critics' Choice Awards, Best Actress, BAFTAs, Leading Actress, the Screen Actors Guild, Outstanding Performance by Female Actor in a Leading Role, and is up for Best Actor in the Oscars. So
it's in the bag for Jessie.
Has to be. So here's the thing, though, yeah? You channel your very own Jessie, and it is absolutely fantastic. It's something to be seen, and watching you get into this character because your face transforms into Jessie Buckley, which is absolutely.
Thank you. Maybe it should be me up there getting the Oscar.
Well,
Jessie.
Well, Una has prepared Jessie's speech, and this is where Una just turns herself into Jessie Buckley. You're even dressed like you should be for his.
Yeah, I've got a Michael Healy Ray taped one side of me, and then I've got the Explorer Tom Crean taped the other side of me, and I'm using Kerrygold butter as my Oscar.
The lads are taped to the ladies, basically.
Yeah, the lads are taped to the ladies.
Okay, so this is Una O'Carroll as Jessie Buckley.
Okay, so say intro.
Okay. And for the Oscar goes to Jessie Buckley.
Ah, lads, come here. Jesus, Mary and Joseph, stop the lights. You're not serious. I said to my mom, Mom, I haven't a hope. And she said, oh, no, Jessie, aren't you from Kerry? You are an all-Ireland of an actress. This is better than winning the Rose of Tralee. Oh, God, where do I start? Chloe, Paul, Maggie, Peter, Andrew, James, John, James the Best, and his brother Jude, the 7,000 extras. I would jive with you in the Dome in Tralee every night. To the women, the incredible women, Rose, Emma, Jace. Oh, where am I again? Oh, stop, where am I? Oh, yeah, oh, what's your one's name? Oh, your one, what's her face? Kate, that's your one, yeah. You inspire me every single day. A special shout out to my co-star, Paul Mescal. You big, sexy ride in O'Neill short shorts. I drink you like a warm cup of Lyons tea on a cold winter night. And I'd eat you like a potato sandwich after a night out in Buckley's pub in Killarney. Look, you know what they say, a day out of Kerry is a day wasted. So I'm dying to get back home to Killarney and meet up with all the cousins. Up women, up Paul Mescal, up the kingdom. Kerry for Sam. And now I'd like everyone to stand for the national anthem. Oh, up the kingdom. Kerry for Sam. Yew. And then big party. Woohoo. You'll see it now at the Oscars. There'll be a load of Kerry jerseys. You know, Kerry jerseys turning up everywhere at these world events.
Have you seen yourself?
Breakfast rolls.
You should get an Oscar yourself for that, miss.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. No food in here with you today?
No, I'm really disappointed. My snack game is poor today. I've eaten all of my things. I had
you resorted to candy that was left here from America.
Yeah, and I don't even like it. Hershey's Kisses. There was two of them left, so I had them.
You ate them?
I ate them because I needed some fuel for my belly. Because I had my banana, I had my apple, I had my orange, I had my purple snack, I had my eggs, so nothing left.
Yeah, I got to witness a purple snack once again. And it's not a pretty sight, isn't it?
Don't judge me for the way I eat. You're so judgy the way I eat, the way I park, but the way I dress.
The way you park. Oh my God. Today in particular. I actually didn't even see it. I just ignore your car from now on. But Niall, we're coming back in after coffee and Niall jumped in front of your car where it was parked because there was like a 3 foot gap from the front of the car to the curb.
But you'd swear that I did it on purpose.
Clearly you are because you do it every day.
But I don't mean to do it. My spatial awareness is poor, so you can't be slagging me for that because that is something that I have to live with and it's not my fault that I have poor spatial awareness.
Well, just drive it in between the two lines.
I do. I think I'm driving it in between the two lines, but it just happens that one of the wheels just kind of...
is in the other space.
Yeah.
So your car's in two spaces.
Well, not really. Just stick it into one of the spaces.
Anyway, that's one thing. On the way, find out what kind of t-shirt Una's wearing today.
Okay, looking forward to getting some guesses in on 087-1102-107 for our survey says this morning. Send us a voice note. Love you hearing your voices this time in the morning. Even if it may be tired and croaky, we appreciate it.
Yep.
So, Donald, what are we asking?
Today, over 40% of people say they forget this at the supermarket all the time. Oh. What is this?
Ooh.
What do you forget, Cooper?
I'm forever, ever, always forgetting my shopping bags. The bags for life.
Yeah, and then you have to buy more. You're raging.
No, I just go back out to the car and find them.
Them in the car. Yeah, see, yeah. I don't even put them into the car.
Oh, sure. I have some in my bag on emergency always as well. They're always in here. Look.
There you go.
Got some. I've loads here. But this bag is like the drawer.
That's terrible what you're doing to the environment, all those bags you're carrying around.
They're recycled. Says your woman who's got like more bags known to mankind.
It's not bags for life, no.
Isn't it?
No. Good guess, though.
So what, 40% of people forget this at the supermarket?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Would it be the token for the trolley? Or a coin to put in there?
That, yeah. Very good shout.
That's so annoying.
I forgot that the last time.
And what did you do? Did you go up and ask for a coin?
No, I used one of the, it's a basket with wheels.
Oh, with the two wheels on the back. Yeah, and you dragged it
the
around.
The extendable basket with wheels.
Okay.
Sometimes I need more space than that basket.
Yeah,
that's why it's handy to have children. Because they each take one, and then you walk around like a mother goose and there are ducks behind her.
Okay, very good.
You just have to watch what they put into the basket, though. That's the other thing.
It's not tokens.
Okay, great guess, Una.
Thanks very much.
It's very relatable.
Yeah.
Over 40% of people say they forget this at the supermarket all the time.
Okay.
What is it?
087-1102-107. Donald, what is our survey says? Question we're trying to get everyone to guess this morning.
Over 40% of people say they always forget this at the supermarket. What is it?
This is a popular guess.
Morning, iRadio.
Morning.
Could it possibly be coupons or vouchers?
Coupons and vouchers.
Always forget them. I'm kicking myself.
They're not on your app.
I don't have the app to see. I haven't downloaded them.
How have you not downloaded? So how are you getting your
on
coupons
receipts
and your
just receipts,
your money off and stuff?
Receipts, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And then I'd lose the receipt or I'd forget it.
Una, just get the app.
I need some responsibility in my
life.
You do? Yeah,
Get the app.
Yeah, I know.
Clear out your purse. It's a mess.
I know. Yeah, I know. It's
those
lottery
tickets.
I like the mess.
Won't change.
The what?
The lottery tickets.
They won't. You change. Never know.
Okay, it's not coupons.
It's not coupons. All right. Very good guess.
Let's get another one.
Is it forget that you're on a diet? And then you see the five eggs for a fiver, and you're like, so you can start next week. Yeah. Thinking five eggs or a fiver are the bane of my life, but they're unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Do eggs not come in 6 or 12 like in a dozen?
You talk about chocolate eggs. Five for a fiver.
I was also thinking it's like that's very expensive and why you left one short. 5 eggs for a fiver, that's a bloody bargain.
It's a bargain,
like,
yeah.
For chocolate eggs.
Chocolate eggs, yeah.
For actual eggs, it's, you know.
That's the problem, though. It is a bargain.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know. Is that it?
It's not it.
Okay,
no,
right. 087-1102-107.
Over 40% of people say they forget this at the supermarket. What be that?
What is it? I love shopping-related questions for a survey, Seth.
Over 40% of people say they forget this every time they go to the supermarket. What is it?
All right.
Is 40%... people who forget their shopping list.
That's why by having a spreadsheet, which is accessible online, that you can just get to it on your phone if you've got get on the Wi-Fi in the supermarket.
Yeah.
So you don't forget it.
Yeah.
Do you ever leave your hair down?
What hair?
Yeah. But I mean,
It's just a little bit nerdy to have a spreadsheet, do you not think?
Not really.
You actually sat down and took time out of your life to put a spreadsheet together.
And it's in the order of the aisles.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
But like, do you not just know, I know, for example, I don't need no spreadsheet because it's all in here. It's all in here.
Yeah, but what happens is when this stupid person over here that you're looking at, hello, Stephen Cooper over here.
Yeah, yeah.
When I go to the supermarket without my spreadsheet and my list, and I arrive home with a bloody canoe and a an inflatable yoga mat.
But isn't it fun? You have the canoe and the inflatable yoga mat.
Where's the apple juice and grapes and apples and all of that type
of thing?
I'm sure
you have an orchard outside. Go pick a few apples and squeeze some juice.
A little bit out of season, Una. Anyway, is it, forget your shopping list.
Very close to the answer, but it's not quite the answer now.
I wonder, is it then, I'm just going to play one of these because it's a lot of people saying this.
Do 40% of people forget the one thing they went to the supermarket to buy? Not any item exactly, just the one thing they went in for.
That is exactly right, yeah. They come out with a, they go for apple juice, like you say, and come out with a canoe and go, oh, what did I come in for?
But isn't that great though? I mean, that's a canoe for life. Do you know what I mean?
You should work in marketing for Lidl, do you know that? It's not just a canoe for the weekend.
It's a canoe for life. Are you
on my team? This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Una arrived in this morning and I'm like, do you have a snaccident already? A snaccident is where you spill your food on your clothes.
So I took a white top out of the dryer. Last night, I was getting my clothes ready.
Oh, that's a dryer.
That'll do grand. Oh, a dryer. A dryer. Yeah. I need a dryer with,
I know.
4-year-old twins. So I didn't realise that there was coffee stains in multiple areas on the front of the top. It was only when I came into work and I looked down and I went, oh, Jesus, Mary and Joseph, now they're cutting me. The absolute cut of me. It's embarrassing.
You look like you've been attacked by a protester who's against people wearing white tops and threw coffee on top of you.
Well, I've had my cold clothes most of the day so people don't see it. But thanks for bringing it to the attention of the boss earlier. Yeah, that was fun.
It's all right. Well, Niall, who works with us here, looked at your T-shirt because one of the stains is in the shape of a South American country.
A country, yeah.
And he's like, is that Brazil or Argentina?
Funny guy.
Here's Rhyme It today. Steph was brilliant crack, wasn't she?
So much fun. This is probably my favourite Rhyme It ever, and you'll see why.
Rhyme It, just a little bit, no, all of it.
Playing Rhyme It this morning, looking to get the grubby little mitts on your drawers, Una, is Steph in Sligo. Good morning, Steph.
Hi, Steph.
Morning, how are you?
Good. Just a little heads up. Una is already sucking her way through her snack bars, her purple snacks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's mine.
Yeah. That's what now? It's
my snack.
Well, I shall stop sucking on your snack now. There you go.
And I'm not being like trying to be rude or facetious or anything like
facetious.
Thank you. But you literally don't eat it normally. You do suck it like a soother or something.
Yeah, because I'm sick of explaining this to you. It gives it longevity, and you get more. I'm not going to say pleasure, but you get more of the chocolate hit. Do you know what I mean?
You
want to make it last. Seth, how do you eat yours?
I totally agree.
Thank you. So now if you win some of the purple snacks, you can suck them all you want and don't let anyone judge you. Don't let anyone judge you. Yeah, good woman. Now.
Steph, you are currently doing a fundraiser for the Irish Cancer Society. What is the thing that you're doing? It's incredible.
So I'm doing a bit of running for the month of March to raise money for the Irish Cancer Society. So I hate running, but I'm running 50 kilometres throughout the whole month. So.
Wow. Oh my God, you are an absolute hero. Well done.
Well done. I know people who do marathons, half marathons, 5Ks, 8Ks and stuff. And I'm like, what? I don't like running myself. And they're like, oh, I don't enjoy it. It's a challenge though. And I'm like, well, okay.
Yeah.
I come into work and work with Una. That's a challenge.
Hey!
What? Okay, listen. The high score is 8 that Debbie got this week.
Okay.
So you've got to try and beat that. Actually, do you want to do a shout out to your kids, by the way, while you're on?
Yes, a big hello to Noah and Ella. They love the show. We listen every morning on the way to school.
Oh, cool. Aww. What school are they in?
Yeah. They're in Colliery in Sligo.
Very good. Shout out.
So a big hello to all of them.
Respect. All right.
Brilliant.
The word that you have to rhyme with this morning is?
Canned.
C-A-N-N-E-D, canned.
Canned.
Okay, Steph.
All right, every answer has to rhyme with canned. You 30 seconds, start now.
My wood is rough, so I need to what it down.
Tough.
If you have an attitude towards an issue, you take a what?
Tough.
If something is magnificent in size and style, you'd call it what?
Pass.
If you ask for something forcefully, you what something?
Pass.
A group of multiple musicians is called a what?
Pass.
The flying plane slows down at the runway to what? I can't cope. You absolute legend. Hold on now. That is a first for Ryman. That is a first.
You know, the word was canned and not mass.
Yeah, no, I didn't get that.
Oh my God, Steph.
You absolute legends. You, oh my God.
You've broken a record and you've got zero.
Yeah. You got a whole lot of nothing.
Is there a wooden spoon prize?
Oh my God, that gave me such a belly laugh, Steph. Thank you so much for that. Listen, can we send Steph out something for being an absolute legend? Please.
Yes, we can. This is going to encourage people to do badly now. We're going to run out of stuff.
No, absolutely. This is a first.
It made us laugh. Pass.
This is a first. I mean, like zilch, nada de nada. Niente. Nothing.
Not much of that.
So I think she definitely deserves something for that. Okay.
Yes, a snack.
Yeah, this. Okay.
Oh, you have a snack.
Okay.
Now we're talking.
We'll send you out something, Steph. Oh my God. Hilarious.
A snack. I want a snack. All I need is a snack.
A purple snack. You got it.
Brilliant.
That's all I need.
We'll send you out a half suck snack.
Hey.
And it'll be accompanied with a video of doing the suck at the half of it.
I love you. He was the winner here.
You are, Steph. Yeah. It's lovely to talk to you, and keep up the good work. Cheers. Bye.
Bye, Steph.
Thanks
for having
me.
Have a great day. Bye.
Oh, my God. Well, that's how you either do or don't play rhyme it if you'd like to have a go. Tomorrow we will play, and there is an end of week prize. I have been kind of told that there is a pair of tickets that have landed in there as well for something.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard, but it could be for Zane. Anyway, listen, either way, we're not here in it till after. We're not responsible for this tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Marty in tomorrow. Marty Guilfoyle in tomorrow. So Marty Guilfoyle is going
to take the days off. Yeah.
So it's going to happen tomorrow. So if you want to play 087-110-2107.
Missed the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Slurp this one up. We listen and we don't judge. You were judging, Mrs.
I was judgy today, yeah. Listen, hey, there's no point crying over spilt milk.
How do you feel about this? This is going to be fun today because I love a bit of we listen.
And we don't judge.
What's happening today, Una?
Okay, here we go. Hi, guys. I have one for we listen and we don't judge, but don't judge me. I'm in my 20s and I recently went on a great date with a guy who was honestly gorgeous and we just got on great from the start to finish. One thing led to another and he ended up back at his place that night. All went great and I actually thought the whole night was amazing with them. Until after. In his room.
I just stopped tiptoeing around and doing what happened?
He got up. He went to the kitchen. He came back with a full litre of milk and just stood there and drank the entire thing in front of me while I was in the bed. I don't mean a glass, I mean the entire carton. I left not long after. Now I can't stop thinking about it. He's been messaging, asking to meet up again and how great it was, but the milk thing has completely given me an ick. I don't know if I should just get over it somehow, ask him what it was all about, or run for the hills. I'm not overreacting. It was disgusting, Louise.
So the two of you were in the throes of passion. He gets up. He's obviously a little bit parched. You know, he's burned some calories. He needs to get some protein inside him.
Oh, stop. I have the ick reading it. Sorry. I'm not a fan of the Banya.
I know, but some people do like it. And like
I know.
A cold litre of it, maybe while he's standing there. After performing, maybe he's just parading himself.
But what's wrong with water?
Maybe he's just thinks it's sexy. Like
slugging a carton of milk after doing the deed. Oh God. Yeah, but like we have to be sensible about this, an adult, like, okay?
Go on.
She's gonna have to say, listen, you know, can you stop drinking milk and maybe this can continue, but what you did the other night was really unsexy.
Really?
Yeah, milk. Like, just even the smell of it now, just, oh, the curdle. Like, have you ever been out with someone in a restaurant? Like a nice restaurant.
Yeah.
And they order a pint of milk their dinner.
Nobody orders a pint of milk with their dinner.
Yes, they do. And it's just like,
stop. Stop doing
can't deal.
All right, what should this person do? 087-110-207. Bukli Banya out of it, or get him involved in your life again. We listen.
And we don't judge.
There's a lot of people judging this morning. Oh my God.
So Louise has been in touch and she was telling us about a wonderful night she spent with this guy that she met and had a brilliant, brilliant time. Really good time.
Yeah.
And after the time that they spent having a good time, this guy got up, went to the fridge, came back with a carton of milk and proceeded to down that carton of milk in front of her, and it's giving her serious ick.
I wonder if he let it drip out the corner of his mouth onto his chest.
Like, nothing says, you know, romance like whispering, was that good for you, while wiping away his milk moustache.
All right. Various reactions on 087-110-207.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
Look at... this problem is twofold.
Go on.
Number one, drinking milk is disgusting. Like, major ick.
Okay.
So, totally on board with, please don't do that again. But also, I mean, finding a decent lad in Ireland nowadays is like trying to find hen's teeth. So,
is it? Is it difficult to find a decent lad in Ireland these days?
Of course it is.
Loads of them everywhere, no?
Nope.
Okay.
Is she really going to get rid of this guy who she had a great night with just because of the milk? I mean, it's a very easy thing to fix.
Go on.
You know, you turn away, or on the sly, you go into the fridge and you hide the milk so that he can't get it after aforementioned act. That's what I think anyway.
So hide the milk.
You can't unsee it, though. Like, you know he's doing it. You know he's somewhere doing it.
Well, she was obviously... she was quite pleased with him before the milk, so she could bloody see well a passage, no?
Well, Quiva and Leakslip says...
Sorry.
I have rang the guards. The milkman needs to go.
I don't know. All of a sudden... I'm thinking about Pat Mustard with this pint milk thing. I don't know what she'll do with Bukli Banya. That should kind of give me the ick as well.
Bukli Banya.
I wonder if he does for a living. Would you like to see me master children?
You got the ick from him drinking the pint of milk, but we all know milk is good for strong bones.
Milk is good for strong bones.
It is, yeah.
I know, the poor fella was just replenishing himself.
He was.
Yeah.
He needs to get that protein in him. A lot of messages coming in about replenishing bones, that it's good for your bones. Somebody's even saying it's not.
Them boners need calcium. Them boners need calcium. Them boners need calcium. And that's a natural law.
Congrats. How are you committed to that?
Yay!
That was beautiful. So listen, I don't know. Like,
I know, I'm not any wiser. I have
Try that another time. Hide the milk like the advice was given and see how you get
just
on.
Just say, listen, it's the milk or me, man. Just, you know. Ditch the Banya.
Ditch the Banya.
Yeah.
That's grand. He'd be all right.
Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled. All the crack. Neatly packed and ready to go.
After nine, we play a game. It's called Truth or Trash. It was fun today.
Always fun. Mine was especially fun. Potato.
Jack a potato. Sorry, what was that actually from? I know it's Sean Bean, but like, what was the...
It was a show, I can't remember, but he was
having an argument with his wife
because he wanted a jack of potato and she didn't order it for him. He was upset about his jack of potato.
That's all he wanted, was a jack of potato. Oh
God. Truth or trash.
Okay, that was all attitude, lads. It was terrible. Absolutely terrible. It's like tone deaf all over again. Truth or Trash, where we bring facts to the show, and all you got to do is figure out if fact is true or if it's trash. Donal Scally, let's go live to the other side of the desk right now. Sharon on his microphone.
Yes.
Give us it there.
A police officer took time to play someone's virtual reality game while arresting them in Russia. In Russia.
So it was... Oh.
So they were mid-arrest and they decided, I'll unpause the game and keep playing.
So the person who were they arresting was playing a game at the time?
Had a game on.
Okay. It was a VR game.
It was a headset.
Okay.
And the things on your hands, you've got to move.
Okay.
They're great fun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Have you got one?
No, my friend's son has one and I spent hours on it New Year's Eve. Yeah. It was great.
Well, everyone's doing the countdown. You're just virtual reality.
Yeah.
I got 10 more points.
Will you play the one where you have to chop the fruit and vegetables as it comes towards you?
No. I was just in a room and I had to climb up the stairs and then I had to climb down again and it was so much fun. Yeah, I'm going to say that's true.
I would pay to watch you play.
There's actually video evidence of it.
Let's get a clip.
Yeah.
You don't climb the stairs in real life. You do it in virtual reality.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, you're saying true, aren't you?
I'm saying true.
Yeah, I'm going to say true as well.
It is true, yes. There's a man, he was avoiding conscription for the army.
Oh!
And then they went in and found him, and he went, oh, that's a good game, and just jumped on the game while the other officer arrested him, and he just carried on playing.
Did you run off then?
No, maybe in the virtual reality, but not in real life.
All right, my fact this morning is, you know the movie Barbie, you know, with Ryan Gosling and Margot Robbie. Barbie is on the curriculum for the Leaving Cert.
I'm going to say that's true. I've never seen it.
Have you? What?
No, I haven't.
Were you busy watching Oppenheimer?
Yeah.
Sorry, the Barbie or Oppenheimer. I've never seen Oppenheimer.
Oh, you should watch it.
Very good.
Yeah, very good. Long, but good.
It's still on, like.
I'm going to say that's true, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I heard of somewhere doing a Barbie course. I think it could have been in America. I don't know. Where did you say they're doing it?
The Leaving Cert.
Oh, right, okay.
State exams for teenagers in this country.
Isn't there themes of feminism and... That's true.
So just not singing and dancing in cool cars.
I haven't seen it, but I have heard that there's lessons to be learned in it, and there's themes of feminism.
Yeah, could be part of the media film area. Yes, true.
You'll bowlock it in true. Yeah, it is true. They're studying the Barbie movie because it's got self-acceptance and humanity, feminist critique, empowerment and agency, and ode to girlhood and motherhood.
Empowering. That's all I heard there.
Yeah, I said that.
Yeah, empowering. Yeah.
It's the only word that you actually just said, empowerment.
Okay, yeah. Whatever.
If you heard just sort of M.
My turn.
Oh, no.
An Irish woman working in the UK has been awarded £23,000 because her English boss kept calling her this.
Potato. Jacket potato.
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 Come on, play it again.
Potato. Jacket potato.
Potato.
So, an Irish woman in the UK, you know, was...
Yeah. She's been awarded £23,000 because her boss was calling her
potato.
Potato. Jacket potato.
You find that funny, Donald, do you?
It's hilarious.
Get back on the boat.
Because I find it funnier that Una started bringing true facts.
Yeah.
I didn't ask you yet whether it was truth or trash. No. I was just having fun with listening to potato.
Well, this is a game that we play. We've been playing it for.
Okay, fine. So you're locking in it now.
Yeah, locked in. It's true.
Yeah, it is true. Now, if I would have known, right? Because I would have asked for compensation the time I worked in a pub in Edinburgh because everyone I worked with called me a tatty muncher. Now, I don't know if it was because I was Irish or because I used to go across to Spudgy like on my break every day to get a jacket potato.
Or for another reason that we can't say on the radio, just in case you get in trouble because somebody might get offended.
No, a tatty muncher is a potato muncher. Potato. Tatty, tatty. Okay. Tatty, not the other.
Yeah,
you're just in the gutter, man. Yeah. Get in the gutter. Can we hear potato one more time?
Potato. Jacket potato.
Potato.
I love that clip so much.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Okay. That's Truth or Trash. Hope you enjoyed it.
Missed the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolled.
We caught up with a new Irish celebrity. Somebody's going to be in everybody's homes pretty soon.
The doorbell girl.
Yeah.
Ishibel, what an absolute legend.
Yeah, you went at her though because you're like, you took me job.
I'm well, Jill. Yeah.
We are going to chat to somebody now who is the voice, the new voice for the Ring doorbell, because we needed an Irish voice. Isn't that right, Una?
We did, yeah.
We did, and we're delighted to talk to her. Ishibel, good morning.
Good morning, I'm good, thank you, and yourself?
Yeah, delighted to be talking to a celebrity voice.
Beautiful, dulcet tones.
You've just won a massive competition of like hundreds and thousands of people have gone for, and you are now the new voice for Ring doorbell.
It's still mental, I can't really wrap my head around it yet.
How does it make you feel that you're going to be speaking to everybody across the country when parcels are being dropped off and when people's mothers are turning up and they don't want to see them?
It's definitely very cool. You've given the experience to be in so many like homes now around Ireland. A real familiar thing to have like an Irish voice, and for it to have been chosen to be mine is such an amazing opportunity, for sure.
You know,
oh, she's sore now.
Ishbel, I tried to get that gig, but I couldn't get down to Galway at the time. So,
okay.
I'm just saying, you know, if I had gone for the gig, there might have been some. You might not be here now. So,
yeah. I'm sure.
Definitely not. Well, thank you for giving me the opportunity.
Yeah. Well, I still think she's still going to be a bit competitive. So, Una, how would you sound if you were the Ring doorbell voice?
Motion detected at the door.
How's that out of 10?
Yeah, definitely. You know, 11.
Thank you. Hold on a second. I'm not done. There's a person at your door. Oh my God, I'm annoying myself.
Yeah.
Hold on. Last time. The TV license inspector is here. I'll tell him you're not.
I think people would love that one, yeah.
Are you allowed ad lib or put anything in you want, or is it strictly scripted?
It was all scripted at the time. So I've met seven different phrases today.
Well, I think the good thing about this is that we all thought that these jobs would be going to AI, and the fact that you're being used as a human being.
Yeah, that's fantastic. You know? And come here, were you nervous at the auditions?
See, it was so random that it happened, so I wasn't like planning to audition at all. I just happened to walk by the booth on the day, and I was going to Penny's to buy a t-shirt, and I was like, sure, why not? I'll give it a go, give it a whirl. So it was completely random, so I just did it on the spot there, said two of the phrases, and then totally forgot about it until 2 months later when they contacted me again.
Oh my God. Okay.
And now you can go to BT's and buy your t-shirts instead.
I wish.
So you're living in Galway now. You're a Galway girl.
Yes, so it's been very funny seeing the different articles come out of ones coming from Galway and ones coming from Dublin, both trying to claim me. But
oh my God.
From Dublin but live in Galway.
You're like Cillian Murphy now, and the Brits trying to claim him all the time. And we're, no, he's ours. Well, we're Galway and we're saying, no, you're ours.
In fairness, I always say I'm a half-breed. My mum's like, he's from Galway, so.
Oh, okay. Very good. I would like you to say for me, Ishibel, okay. So I can get you at my doorbell.
So Una's pretty bad at parking, so if we had one at the front of her, so when she parks, Una, you need to straighten up your car. Yeah, how about that?
Una, you need to straighten up your car.
Oh my God!
Oh my God. Oh my God. Take me to bed. That voice is amazing.
Okay. Una, you can't leave those kids there. They'll bite the neighbours.
Una, you can't leave those kids there. They'll bite the neighbours.
Una, there are no more purple snacks left in your drawer. Go to the shop.
Una, there are no more purple snacks left in your drawer. Go to the shop.
That's amazing! Oh, wow.
You have such a calming voice. I'm telling you, you're going to be up there now with the likes of Morgan Freeman. And what's your name? The fellow who directs the... I'm out of the bushes.
I'm out of the bushes?
No. But you know, your man, what's the nature guy?
David Attenborough,
yeah. So you're going to be up there.
You know, fun fact, me and David Attenborough have the same birthday.
Stop.
Oh, my God. What is that birthday?
The 8th of May.
The 8th of May.
Same birthday as my daughter.
He will be 100 and something the next birthday, and you will be...
26.
Listen, you need to start doing audiobooks, girl, and, you know, some zen, calm, meditation books. Because it's so, like, you could listen to you for ages. Do you know what I mean?
But we're going to delete your number so Una doesn't call you randomly.
Ishibel, will you talk to me, please? Just send me a voice note.
It's been lovely talking to you.
You guys too.
And welcome to this industry. Well done. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Galway, on the west. Woohoo.
That was so cool.
Oh, Ishibel, you can ring my bell. What a voice. What? She's brilliant.
You got turned on by that lady.
Missed the show? Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolled.
That, Una, is Breakfast Rolled.
Have fun.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
Yeah, yeah. Marty's in for us tomorrow.
Yeah.
Looking after the show. We'll be back on Paddy's Day and also the best of on Sunday as well, 9 a.m. And Paddy's Day, 9 till 11. So you can look forward to us then. And all will be back to normal then on Wednesday. My goodness. So enjoy your St. Patrick's weekend.
Yep. Go on, the Irish.